welcome to the Self-Help Podcast, a weekly no-nonsense guide dedicated to your emotional health and well-being. Presented by entrepreneur Edward Lamb and psychotherapist Sean Orford. For more information, visit livingthepresent.co.uk.
Okay, hello, welcome to episode 325 of the Self-Help Podcast with me, Ed Lamb, me good friend Sean Orford. Are you alright, Sean?
I am very good. Are you very good?
Very good. Yeah, feeling tip-top, actually.
Tip-top?
Tip-top in this nice summer weather.
I've never met tip-top.
Oh, you must.
Stop feeling
him. And you must feel him. Or her. Yeah. What makes you think it's him? What are we talking about? We're talking about life plans today, yeah. Aren't we? Whether you need one.
Yeah.
How you get it started. Yeah. Whether you should just scrap it. Maybe you're on one right now and you need to tear it up and write a new one.
Maybe you're on a life plan and you don't even know it.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay, right, that's interesting. Livingthepresent.co.uk, all the show notes and links are there. Get in touch if there was anything you'd like us to talk about. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, we're on there. I don't check Twitter that often, actually. I should log into that a bit more.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have said that, probably, should I? Is rechecking it? Hopefully someone is. But yeah, get in touch with us and say hello. And do check out the website for some special little perks you can get if you sign up to the mailing list. What have you been up to, Sean?
I've been sitting here since last week.
I'm asking that, yeah. Seeing what you'll make up, because we're recording a few on the bounce here, aren't we?
Well, I was chiselling a bust of Churchill the other day.
Yeah, how is that coming on?
It's stunning. It's going to be in the portrait gallery.
We will fight them on the beaches and all that stuff. Yeah, let's not go into politics, because 3 weeks has passed since we recorded this.
Yeah, so anything could have happened.
Yeah.
We could be in prison.
We could. For having a podcast where we talk about such crazy things about developing life plans without permission from Her Majesty's government.
Her Manchester's.
Her Manchester's, yeah. what's triggered this one about life plans then? Anything in particular?
Just a general thing for me about working with people that are either retiring or coming to the end of life and going through the if only, why didn't I stuff.
Yeah.
And looking at that whole idea about should we be looking at what we want to do to avoid disappointment later on.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
we are, because we are all coming to the end of life, you know, at different rates of progress and different.
Yeah, I mean, life's a term of illness, isn't it? It's like we're all getting to the end of it at some point.
Yeah, that's our chirpy quote for this episode.
Yeah.
You know, you'll get full of positivity. Yes,
yeah, you're going to die, all right?
Yeah, spoiler alert. so, all right. First question is, do you need a life plan? Is it healthy to have one by default?
Well, I think that it's a time relative thing. We were talking before we went on air about this. And for me, in a stable society where the blacksmith's son becomes the blacksmith and everybody knows what's going on, you don't need to plan anything because it's a predictable system. And in between the wars, it was supposed to be like that. You know, that the economy was flat, there was a constant interest rate, it didn't go up and down, all that kind of stuff. When you're in a world where everything's changing and moving, you need to box clever, you need to plan, you need to be careful about what's going on to make sure that you're okay throughout this thing called life until you get to the end.
Yep.
And if you've got to do pension plans and worry about inheritance for other people and all that kind of stuff, then there are things that you have to do that in a previous situation you wouldn't have bothered about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you kind of hark back to an age then when life was simpler, and I know the world is quite a volatile place at the moment, but has it always been volatile? Like, even, you know, 100 years ago, when the rate of change for humanity has been pretty rapid for a long time now.
Exponential.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems to be getting faster, but has it really?
Or? Well, I think that what's increased is information, and our ability to process it hasn't increased. I think that's our biggest problem.
Okay.
Is we've got the same brain and body that was flying the supersonic jet 100 years ago was doing a horse and cart. And the person hasn't changed, but the horse and cart's turned into a supersonic jet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, it's interesting. I mean, I was with a client of mine who runs a business a family-owned business which has been doing the same thing for, I'm not sure actually, probably 50 or 60 years, maybe a bit longer. And she, who took this business over 15 years ago, was warned by her dad not to go into it because, you know, I've been doing this for 30, 40 years and, you know, it's not a type of business that is likely to go under. It's something that will be needed for, you know, forever more, probably, as long as kind of commerce is still a thing. So it's relatively stable in that sense. But so she took this business over almost by default a few years before her dad died, I think, actually, even though he kind of warned her against it or to have a plan B. And now she's 15 years down the line, working on this business still with kind of, you know, normal-ish daily business challenges. But she's got kids now who are similar age to mine, you know, 7, 8 years old. And she's seeing this future for them where she doesn't want them to go into this business. So do those kids need a life plan, like, so that she doesn't fall into the same, they don't fall into the same trap that she did?
I don't know.
Well, she described it as a trap to me, you know. And to me, it's quite a healthy little setup. It's quite a simple business, which...
There's an oracle that's used in the old Chinese systems called the I Ching or the I Ching. Ever heard of it?
Mm.
No. And it's a predictive thing. I'd have to bring it in and show it to you. It involves throwing yarrow sticks on the floor and seeing how they fall to predict what's going to happen next.
Wow.
But one of the famous phrases in the I Ching is, it favours someone to have somewhere to go. You know, that there is some kind of reason and some kind of purpose.
Yeah.
And it can very easily slip into Groundhog Day where everything becomes the same. And people get kind of stressed from the numbness of it all, rather than actually progressing and going forward and actually experiencing newness and difference. Because we know that's where you get more brain cells from. If you're learning new things,
yep,
things change and things get better.
Yep.
Yeah. I must have told you about the chappie that was I was working with. He told me his life was like a sled dog.
No, I don't think so.
He said he was really bored and depressed in his boredom. And I said, what's the matter? And he said, I'm a sled dog. And I said, what do you mean? Excuse the language here, chaps. And he said, every morning I get up, I climb in the harness, stare up the arsehole of the dog in front all day, get out, go to bed and get up and do it again. And every day is like that.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's easy for life to become that, where you just become a sled dog.
Yep.
Yeah. And so that for some people, that's security. That's fine. That's what they want. They want,
yep,
every day to be the same.
Yeah, yeah, we shouldn't. Yeah, because we need sled dogs, don't we? For various...
But it's what floats your boat, isn't it? And if you're happy with that, well, you know, you don't need a life plan, do you? Because you get up, you do what
you've
you
got
do.
One. Yeah.
And as long as no one does anything stupid, like goes bankrupt or makes you redundant or something like that, then you go through from birth to retirement to death. You know, you're born, you reproduce, you die, off you go.
Yeah.
Job done, you know. And maybe you've enjoyed doing what you've done in that space of time, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you're the kind of person that needs change and stimulation, or you're the kind of person who lives in a society that's volatile and isn't stable, then you do need a plan.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe the plan is that you need to have £5 in your back pocket just in case you run out of money.
Mm.
And I mean, then maybe it's plans like that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, my biggest thing is working with people that are saying, why didn't I? And that's the one that's the real killer.
The top 5 regrets of the dying stuff, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, wish I worked too hard, or I didn't do this, I didn't do that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, everyone listening to this podcast is alive.
Gonna die.
Is going to die, but is currently alive.
Oh, no, you don't know that. There could be people that aren't alive that are listening to this podcast.
Okay, well, as in they've, like, died whilst listening to it.
That'd be an interesting statistic. How many people died while sitting there?
We all, as living organisms, with a certain amount of smarts, because everyone listening to this also has the ability to do lots of cool things, because if you're smart enough to get your phone booted up or get your computer going and press play on a podcast on our website, you can achieve all sorts of wonderful things, can't you?
Yeah.
All of which will require some kind of plan or planning.
Yeah, and that's real. That's real. So, I mean, okay, getting practical, have you got a life plan?
No. Short answer. I mean, I've got things that I want to do, or you know, things recently that I've got going that do require more planning, and which doesn't like sit that well with my way of doing things and my brain, because I'm not that good at the sitting down and actually planning out and figuring out step by step what I need to do. I'm a bit more of a spur of the moment, like just set a direction and off I go, and I'll hit the bumpers from time to time and bounce off the sides, and as long as I'm getting towards that endish goal, I'm happy. But no, have you got a life plan?
No, but like you, there's things that I want to do.
Yeah, do you have a bucket list as such? I have got a journal somewhere where I've got these things I wanted to do, but I ended up letting that go by the wayside a bit, because it didn't really sit with my way of my brain working to have these goals to tick off. You know, I will do this, achieve this by this time. I'm quite happy ambling a little bit in life, just being nice and helping people along the way.
Yeah, and with things like, I mean, I've travelled so much in life that, yeah, I like travelling, but I haven't got this kind of burning desire to go travelling. You know what I mean? And that kind of thing. There's things that I'd like to achieve before I turn my toes up. And some of those are simple things like being able to cook the perfect sourdough loaf. I mean,
trying.
Yeah, and it's an ongoing task that to get it right.
10,000 hours is what you need in it to get perfect at any.
Yeah, I'm about 9,000 short of that. but those kinds of things, there's things I would like to have done. And yeah, it would be nice to go some places. I want to nip over to Copenhagen and stuff like that before I turn my toes up. You know, that kind of thing. But no, I don't have any plan to have achieved something, because I'm not saying I've achieved everything I need to achieve. But I'm okay with who I am and what I've done.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah, and I think we need to realise, everyone, that you're not going to achieve everything in life anyway. But if you go by that quote that happiness is a journey, not a destination, the joy in life is the learning and the working as you go along. It's not that end goal of getting to Copenhagen. It's the things you do along the way to either afford to do that or to find the time to do that.
Yeah.
Because people might get to Copenhagen having worked really hard to get there. And be unhappy because they've hated the journey, you know, or they're too tired to enjoy it because they've had that much stress that they get there and like, oh, I just want to sit in a hotel and chill out and not be present in Copenhagen. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
After all that work.
Yeah, and then, and then you come back from it thinking, what the hell was that all about?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I think that one of the concepts of a plan that you have to be careful, which you've just mentioned really, is that if you've got a goal and it's goal-driven, you can either end up feeling frustrated because you didn't achieve the goal, or you can be bored because you achieved the goal before you got to the end of life.
Yeah.
You know, it could go either way, couldn't it? I think that what we're down to is that each person has to look at their own life and make that decision. Am I okay with the way things are now? And if I project forward, what are things going to look like in the future, and will I be okay with that and prepared for that? Yeah.
It's got me thinking. This there's a blog post I'm going to link to, which has got kind of 6 steps to writing your successful life plan. And interestingly, we'll talk about each 6 very briefly. But the website is called letsreachsuccess.com. It's quite a good blog post actually, but the very kind of title of that website is like, what is success, you know? Let's reach success, which I'm sure it does talk at length about definitions of success, but it's quite, I said that in an American accent and that's like in a sarcastic tone, so I'm
you're obviously racist and biased and
massively. The definition of success in itself, which we kind of set from childhood in the Western world, is all out of kilter, isn't it, really, with what real happiness is?
Well, that's it. Is that my definition of success is happiness. If you're happy and you're living a happy life, to me, you're successful.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter what you're doing. You know, how rich you are, if you're happy, you've done it, you've cracked it.
So maybe all these life plans that all our thousands of listeners are going to go off and develop now, need to have inbuilt rules on kind of how you treat other people along the way.
Yeah.
How you use and like relate, like work with planet Earth along the way, you know, mm-hmm. are you ripping things to shreds and burning things down, or
yeah.
are you treading lightly as you go?
Yeah.
But should we go through the quick...
Yeah, go on.
So the six things that this blog post mentions are, one, to kind of evaluate your initial situation.
Yeah.
Take stock of things. Two is to pick a focus, so it's to find something that you're interested in, I guess.
And the answer to that one for me is doing something that makes you feel good, because yeah. then it's not an onerous task, it's something you want to do.
Don't pick someone else's goal.
Yeah, or what someone else thinks you ought to do.
Don't go to Copenhagen just because Sean wants
to go there.
There
yeah. yeah. We'll get there, it'd be really crowded.
Three is to set your goals, so yeah.
Yeah, having defined what makes you feel good, where you're going to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Four is to implement. Not just that initial goal, because there's thousands of little things along the way, isn't it? So to kind of figure out what you need to do.
And that part of that is, from all the work we've done in Living the Present, yeah, it's we know that you've got to do the 30 days to get the initial mindset going, and yep. then you need to do 90 days to get the habits embedded, but you've got to be persistent and consistent.
Yeah, and don't beat yourself up if you don't, because
yeah.
you might implement or action these things and then not hit them.
Yep.
So I guess you need to prepare for failure as well, which isn't mentioned
yep.
in this, but... You need to be ready
and,
to fail.
And failure isn't an ending. Failure is just a diversion.
Exactly.
You know.
Fact number five is journaling and kind of documenting the journey,
yep.
which doesn't have to be in like some flowery journal you've bought from the local art supply shop.
It is good to be able to look back and see how far you've travelled.
Yeah.
Because that can give you the kind of impetus to do the next bit.
Mm-hmm. And six is to be accountable to yourself and maybe
yeah.
work with other people that can kind of back you up and see how you're getting on.
Some people, when they're trying to achieve a goal, will try and get another person that they're accountable to
yeah.
to make them stay focused, and that's like someone playing a coaching role with you.
Yeah. Oh yeah, it's
yeah.
definitely
yeah.
handy to have support from someone
yeah. Yeah.
to can go on the journey with you, isn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I think what gets me thinking about this is that yeah, we go through life, don't we? Especially when our early formative years, where we have all these targets and goals, and we have to set by the age of 16 that I'm going to be this when I grow up,
which is crazy.
And we set these life plans in motion before we're really old enough to think things through and figure out whether that's the right thing or not.
Yeah,
us,
yeah.
You know,
crazy.
And it's yeah. I mean, I kind of hopped off that train when I was like 26, 27 and went self-employed and all that. But you know how many people go through life living someone else's life plan?
I've been playing the game for years of I haven't decided what I'm going to do when I grow up yet.
Yeah.
You know, and that's still ongoing for me, because you know, how many incarnations can you have in this lifetime?
Yeah. So it's fascinating. So I guess in summary, we can say that you don't have to have a life plan, like a defined book that you follow.
I think it's dead easy to fall into a cultural life plan of what's expected of us, and we just do it without thinking.
Mm.
Yeah, and what we're saying here is, do you want to consciously have some input into your life plan and how it goes?
Yeah.
You know. And sometimes you need that, sometimes you do.
Exactly, so don't feel pressure to conform to it just because we said so, or someone else says
yeah.
you need to have this plan. Just
yeah.
if you've got a goal in mind, or something you want to get done, or an area you think the world needs changing, get to it, man, and get planning.
Yep.
Yeah, don't do it just because someone tells you to.
Yep.
Is that fair enough?
Yeah, yeah, I love that. Yeah.
What's your resource?
Well, mine is the 100-year one,
oh,
which
yeah,
is
yeah, yeah.
What I think is a good thing, and I think this is good for everybody, is to sit down quietly with yourself for a while, maybe even a few days, and construct a letter that you'd write for your 100th birthday. Like, say someone was going to give a speech for your 100th birthday, what is it you'd like them to say
yeah.
about you?
Mm.
And because that gives you a lot of ideas as to what is it that you need to do between now and then
yeah, you can
to fulfill that. Yeah.
And even if you're 99 years old listening to this show and you're stressing it, oh, it's not too late, is it?
Yeah.
Because you've got a year still to write that letter.
It's never too late.
yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's a movie, The Bucket List. It's quite a witty,
yeah,
funny,
yeah.
heartfelt movie. Jack Nicholson and
yeah.
Morgan Freeman, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about these old guys just having some fun.
Yeah, yeah, and why not?
Later in life. Yeah. Never too late. All right, Sean, have a good week.
And you.
See you soon.
And will do indeed.
Over and out.
And out.
Oh.